I'm going to summarize the paper, The Geometry of Endless Discovery. Start with a process that produces states. States come from an alphabet. An infinite traversal is an infinite sequence of states. That is the whole setup. The question, what is the mathematical shape of there is always something new? Two things must be separated. Continuing forever is not repeating forever. If the alphabet is finite, some state must return infinitely often. That is recurrence, and it is forced. You cannot avoid it. If the alphabet is infinite, the process can keep producing genuinely new states forever. The paper calls these zero recurrence traversals. The alphabet size controls everything. Now give each finite history a location. Arrange histories in a prefix tree. The empty history is the root. Appending a letter moves you one level down. An infinite traversal is a ray, an infinite path. The boundary of the tree is the set of all infinite paths. That boundary is the space of all possible infinite histories. The topology of that boundary depends on branching. Finite alphabet, the boundary is Cantor space. Compact, perfect, totally disconnected. Countably infinite alphabet, bare space. Completely metrizable, but not compact. Non-compactness is the trace of unbounded novelty. That is a literal statement about branching, not an analogy. There is a concrete anchor, fix a prime P. Take the P-ary prefix tree. Its boundary is the P-adic integers. Exactly, the prefix metric becomes the P-adic metric. This is classical. The paper states it cleanly, including the digit orientation, which people get wrong. Here is the central construction. Raw prefix completion remembers every digit, including repetition. The paper wants something else. It wants novelty, meaning first discovery. So fix a sequence of finer and finer partitions of the state space. At each resolution, scan the traversal and write down only the first time you enter each cell. Repeated visits are deleted. The result is a discovery word, the order in which new regions appear at that scale. These discovery words across scales are compatible. Coarse discovery is determined by fine discovery. They form an inverse system. The inverse limit is n, pk. Compact, metrizable, zero-dimensional. It carries an ultrametric. Two profiles are close when their discovery orders agree through many resolutions. The map from traversals to profiles is not continuous in the prefix topology. That is a real fact, and the paper proves it with a counterexample. So they introduce a new topology, the discovery topology, where closeness means agreement in discovery order at fine resolution. The image of the traversal sits inside the compact space, and its metric completion is exactly the inverse limit under a finite profile extension property. That same completion is the boundary of an explicit, locally finite, zero hyperbolic tree. Three objects built for different reasons turn out to be one object. That is theorem 10.9. The paper is honest about what it has done. Most of the machinery is classical, symbolic dynamics, ultrametric spaces, inverse limits, hyperbolic boundaries. The contribution is architectural. They organized existing material so the roles of each construction are visible. They do not claim a theorem of the depth of Gromov. The main result is elementary, conditional, and stated as such. Then memory. What is the smallest memory that preserves every future novelty judgment? For exact novelty, the answer is the visited set. Order and dwell time are irrelevant. The quotient is Mihil Nerode. Two histories are equivalent when they produce the same novelty outputs for every continuation. That relation is a right congruence, so it gives a minimal deterministic state space. For an alphabet of size m, you need m bits. That is a lower bound, and a bit set meets it. A Fenwick tree does not give you a smaller quotient. It gives you faster cumulative queries. The paper is careful to say this. Then the interpretation. They connect the quotient to recurrent attention, to delta updates, to Apache Flink keyed state. These are analogies. The paper says they are structural, not identifications. TTL and Windows change the novelty predicate. That is a semantic choice, not bookkeeping. Finally, a theological coda. Completion is not a terminal state. The boundary is immanence. The generator is transcendence. The paper marks the limits of that analogy itself. It is not a consequence of the theorems. The conclusion, in plain words, to preserve novelty, you need keyed state. And the boundary of discovery is a completion. That is the whole paper.